Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You are listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness. It's brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Nadine Reyes, a licensed and board-certified genetic counselor. She completed her bachelor's degree in biological science at the University of California, Irvine, and received her master's of science in human genetics and genetic counseling from Stanford University. Nadine provides cancer genetic counseling at both Saddleback Memorial and Orange Coast Memorial Medical Centers within the Cancer Risk and Prevention Program. Her role involves providing cancer risk assessments based on medical and family history, discussing genetic testing options, and providing recommendations for preventive screening and surgical interventions. It's a lot to say and it's a lot to do. Welcome to you, Nadine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today's show is called What to Know About Genetic Counseling, and there is so much to know. So first of all, what is genetic counseling and what does a genetic counselor do for patients?
Well, genetic counseling is a consultation, essentially. And what I do with patients is sit down and really provide a risk assessment by gathering personal and family history information about an individual and seeing how likely is it that they have some hereditary cancer syndrome running in their family. And aside from that, if there isn't one, how likely is it that they'll develop cancer? Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we can. Our goal is really to individualize a screening plan for them.
Can we jump right to Angelina Jolie?
Sure.
Can we just do that?
Hot
because
topic.
It's the elephant in the room, right? So tell us a little bit about your take on what she did, and you know, just you're in the field. What would you say?
Sure. So, I think the story of Angelina Jolie is great because it's gotten everybody talking about these cancer genes and about talking to each other within a family of who has cancer and is it running in our family. And so Angelina Jolie tested positive for BRCA1. It's one of the most common hereditary cancer syndrome genes for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And since she tested positive without having any cancer, she went ahead and had a preventative mastectomy to reduce that risk of breast cancer, or essentially eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that choice is not for everyone, but it is the choice of many women who do test positive. And part of our role as genetic counselors is to sit down with those women and say, how likely is it that this is in your family? And if it is running there, what is the right choice for you? It may be the same decision that she made, and it may be something very different.
Okay. So what can a woman expect when going in for genetic counseling, and about how long does it take?
Sure. So it's basically an office visit. We sit down, and a good portion of the visit will be collecting that personal and family history information. So we try to have people do their homework before coming in and mm-hmm. make those phone calls to who they need to gather that information. And then part of that is also educating and letting patients know what we are looking for, why we're looking for it, and what the results may mean. And, that can lead us down the path to genetic testing, which we can do at that visit, or it may not lead us down that path. And it may just lead to, again, making those screening recommendations for the patient.
Okay. What's the most common gene mutation that causes cancer?
Well, gene mutations are pretty rare. In cancer-causing syndrome, and they cause about 5 to 10% of cancers. And
wow, that's all.
It's very small. So we kind of have a low threshold for investigating them because we know there's so much we can do to be proactive and preventative.
Mm-hmm.
So the most common genetic mutations that cause hereditary breast cancer are those BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, the one that are in the news right now because of Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm. Is that a simple blood test, or how does that happen?
Sure. So it's a simple blood test. It could also be a saliva sample.
Okay.
Either one of those tests has the same accuracy, and the testing typically takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get back. So providing the sample is actually the really easy part of the testing. It's figuring out if it's a medically necessary test to do, and then do people want that information?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's got to be a little bit mind-boggling. Do I want to know?
Exactly.
Some people do, some people don't.
And those are some of the questions that we sit down and really talk about if someone's ready for that information.
Yeah. So who really needs genetic testing?
Yeah, that's a great question because I think there's, kind of a lot of misinformation out there about this. And when I see an individual, the time that we spend going over that personal and family history is really figuring out if this is right for them, if this is something that's medically necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer community has a set of national guidelines that indicates who this is medically necessary for and who should be offered this testing.
Okay.
And then we really work off that in identifying who has the greatest likelihood of testing positive.
Okay. So when you say offered this testing, is testing something that's usually covered by insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's something that I get asked a lot. If the test is medically necessary, it typically is covered. Someone meets those national criteria that we have. They typically meet their insurance criteria, although, of course, they vary. One of the things that's kind of confusing out there is I think some people think that Angelina Jolie was able to have this testing done because she's a celebrity and has the money to pay for it. But
right.
In fact, based on her family history, this is something she would qualify for, and it was medically necessary for her to have it done. And so anyone with a family history like that would also qualify by their insurance company.
I was amazed. There are some haters out there that were just after her because she had the quote-unquote money and accessibility to do this. I mean, this was a devastating thing. This is a devastating choice. She's done a fabulous job of keeping, a bright spirit about the whole thing and is offering hope to so many women. Where do you think that hate comes from?
There's a lot of individuals who don't quite understand genetic testing. And I think they think this is something that may be for, the elite few or the individuals who have the money to do so. But the way Angelina Jolie did was very admirable in that she put all her information out there. There's many women who go through this and don't actually talk about it and don't tell other individuals. And so it was very admirable that she was able to put that information out there. But, everything that she did is really something that we see women going through all the time when they test positive, which is that we can get this covered by insurance company, and if a woman decides to do a surgery like she did, it's covered because we know that she's at risk. And so it's very unfortunate that we've seen some of that backlash for her.
It's very empowering, actually. I mean, there's no more pity because if someone like Angelina can proudly do it and then go out and be on the red carpet in beautiful dresses and gowns with Brad Pitt on her, I mean, there is no shame, right?
That's right. That's right. And that's, I think, one of the best things she could have done is have this woman who's really idolized and, looked up to have something like this so that other women can know, if they need to go through this, that it's all right, that it's, something that other people have been through and that, everyone still looks at her and admires her and idolizes her.
And thinks of her as beautiful because, let's face it, that's part of it. Part of it is self-image.
Exactly.
It's probably a huge part of it if you're thinking about losing both breasts, and not really losing because you are also getting rebuilt. So you're not really losing anything that can't be put forth in society and put right in that regard.
Exactly. Many women are worried about losing what makes them a woman,
mm-hmm.
Going through that and what are, other people going to think and how are they going to feel about it. And so this just, it makes it much more rare. It makes it something that's discussed more, that's a little bit more open conversation, and that's really the right way to go with this so that it's something that it just has everyone talking.
Well, we want to thank you so much. I can't believe how fast 11 minutes goes, especially when you put Angelina into the focus.
Amazing.
We want to thank you so much, Nadine, for finding the time to talk to us today about genetic counseling and also for giving us some great information as to who a good candidate for genetic testing might be. Do you have any final thoughts?
It was my pleasure to be here. If anyone is ever, concerned about this, the most important thing is talk to your family. Talk to your physicians and ask them if this is something that that may be right for them. And, you know, as long as we have everyone talking about this, we're going in the right direction. So.
That's right. Well, thank you again for your expertise, and thank you for all the wonderful work you do for our women.
Of course. It was so nice to be here. Thank you.
I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another Weekly Dose of Wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day.